Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we've got more wind gusts than what we normally do. You know, the wind's been blowing heavier than what it normally has been this winter. And, you know, I find that interesting. So we have different cycles where we get different types of weather during the winter.
Exactly. But you're much warmer than me.
Oh, absolutely. But this is when you want to be in Florida. This is paradise. Florida's mid-70s, low humidity, where you want to be.
The family I grew up with, they're freezing in Massachusetts, going down to like into the minus digits.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's trying to figure out, what time of the day do I need to go out, or do I need to at all?
Absolutely. You know, I admire y'all up north. Okay, I bow my head to you because, I can't even conceivably imagine how that could be. I've been briefly in the experience, in and out of it, throughout my whole entire life. And, you know, I just can't imagine spending a full winter in it.
Well, you know, the thing is that they are set up where, they understand. So you don't have to worry about getting sanded or plowed because it happens every year. Like here in Roanoke, it happens rarely. So they don't always have the man-woman power to make that happen. But in Worcester, Massachusetts, it's the center part of the state. In Boston, I mean, they have so much going on in Boston, too, that they have to be able to get through. And ambulance, fire trucks, all that stuff that happens in a bad storm. So they're much better equipped because it's always been so. Here it's a crappy.
Still. I bow to all of you up north.
Yes. God bless them, everyone. Anyway, so here we are. We're approaching this new moon.
Absolutely.
New moon is exciting to me. I mean, exciting to me.
And why is
think?
It so exciting, you Aphrodite?
Well, sun and moon, 9 minutes each into Aquarius. It's sextile to Saturn and Sag. It's like, let freedom ring, you know? It's about time to think outside the box, execute your freedom, teach what you know, get an attitude of positivity. And under every circumstance, I just like it. What do you think?
It is good. It's a new moon. And I like that it's got that punch to it with the sun because it's really an opening of a door. I mean, I like the way you do that, but it is. It's a beautiful opening of a door to say, okay, now we can see that future. Now we can actually feel that future. With the Mars and Pisces along with it, everybody is going to have that natural innate sense to feel it. So I think it is going to open up a new door for everybody to really go, okay, now I've got it. Now I've, you know, what I've been wandering around for months with and this heavy obligation over the last, few weeks that's been going on, now is free. and it's breaking free and really looking forward to the future and really taking charge and having fun. So I'm really liking it a lot.
Exactly. Of course, tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day, so today when I get the message at the chapel, I was talking about that Mars, Neptune in Pisces in square to Saturn in Sagittarius. I have a dream. That's what he was all about. He was all about making the world a better place to live in for everyone, which is so Aquarian. And so that's what I spoke about today, because I could feel it. I looked at the chart. I could just feel it go through me like a wave, Jacqueline. It was amazing.
Yeah, and again, that conjunction of the Neptune and the Mars, you would feel it like a wave. I mean, that's this is the power that we have at this time to really bring from that soul and that spirit out and to really manifest it into the world and know that all of us are that one and that humanitarian, because, of course, the Aquarian energy of going into that Aquarian energy with not only the new moon but the sun right there, it really empowers that understanding that we are all one and we are all here to work with each other and really enjoy this life. And so I'm, I think it's great.
It's great. So I'm pretty excited about this one. And, of course, we still have a T-square going on with Pluto and the nodes and Uranus and all that during the new moon lunation, but to me, again, it's about balance. It's about balance and execution. And when you're balanced, you can get so much more done than when you're running at, you know, breakneck speed, okay? And so I see a lot of good things in this particular chart.
And I agree. And I do agree it's balance, because if you're going to be off balance during this period of time and running 100 miles an hour, you're going to miss the nuances that are going to be there in front of you. And if you get frustrated at the timing of things, because, again, Mars is in Pisces. Mars is not going to be consistent in Pisces. You know, this time, and especially with all the Aquarian energy, things are going to flow. It's going to go slow and fast, and, you know, it's going to ebb and flow like the water. And so here again, if you get caught up in the frustrations of all the little details going on and not just flow with it and move with the energies, you will frustrate yourself. So be very careful about that. It is a strong balance there as far as making sure that, okay, that delay must be there for a reason. I'll go off and do this at this point in time and come back to it again. And have kind of that ebb and flow with things that are going on at this point in time to where you don't frustrate yourself waiting for something to happen.
And it's interesting because Mercury retrogrades on the 21st, the day after, until February 11th. And it's funny because somebody put a really beautiful thing on Facebook about that. So I went and wrote a few other nuances about that particular planetary change. And everybody's been writing into me about it. Thanks for warning me. Thanks for telling me. I'll remember that. Oh, no, not again was one of the comments. I'm like, yeah, I get that.
Oh, I get that a lot. And, you know, to give defense to a retrograde, especially a Mercury retrograde, okay, one of the things is that for some people this works very well. If you were born with a Mercury retrograde, this is going to work with you in some way, shape, or form. Some people work much better under retrogrades than they do when it's direct, even though it's much more rare that it's retrograde. But on the other hand, you know, if we didn't clean things up, if we didn't go back and do things and have to change things around, this place would not be as good of a place as what it is. So here again, these retrogrades give us time to take a different step. It might not be our timing, but the universe says it is the right timing. So here again, even though retrogrades cause all these little stumbles, really work with it. It'll be to your benefit.
Well, I like the fact, and I agree with you, but I like the fact that it's going to be opposing retrograde Jupiter and Leo at the same time. So a lot of people are going to go back and think about love, all the different kinds of love and the friends that they've had, the blessings that they've shared with each other. It's a spectacular time for reminiscence. It really is. And I think that is very good for people. And also to reevaluate, am I doing what I love? am I using my higher mind and my higher heart to create what I envisioned here for myself before I was even in my mother's womb? So metaphysically, it's a very interesting new moon, this one, and also the fact that Mercury's going to retrograde right after. It's going to give us perspective in a way where we take in some of the life's experience in a way that we can make peace. To me, oppositions are always a choice. Something's presented to you, and you can say A or nay. But you're given the choice, and that's part of the freedom ringing that I talked about when we booked the show. We have that freedom to change our mind, to open our heart, to forgive, to help those that maybe are farther back on the path than we are, and help them to move those few steps forward so they don't get stuck. I think it's going to be a really wonderful month. I really do.
I do. And I think it's going to be interesting because also what happens during this period of time is that we've had Venus and Mercury running together with each other for a little while now.
Oh, yes.
And intensity of the thought and what you love has been very intense and pressing on everybody's mind stronger. And with this retrograde, they separate. And it gives us the opportunity to separate that intensity of the love and how our thoughts have been, what we've been thinking about it, how we've been working it, and to go back and rework that again and see it in a more objective way as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You're so good at this. Have you ever thought of doing this for a living?
You're so funny.
Oh. I tell people that. Gee,
you're pretty darn good
for a living. Well, we have a number of callers on hold tonight, and I know there's an important football game going on tonight. At first, I thought it was a Super Bowl, and before we started the show, Jacqueline said, no, not yet. That's okay. My family in Massachusetts, they're big Patriots fan. They're all probably glued to the screen, starting, I think, about 6:30, so... And I just love the fact that my mom, I mean, she's on top of the game because she wants to be able to talk to the brothers about it. It's so funny.
Oh, that's great. It is. It's a fun thing. You can't take it real seriously, but it's a fun thing. And, it's a lot better entertainment than a lot of things that are on the TV today. I will say that.
Yes. And everybody likes the sporting events because the sporting events, they bring us together in a way that helps us to relieve our stress. They're a very important part of our culture, really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a great avenue of expression and a constructive one, as opposed to a lot of things that are destructive.
It certainly is. Well, obviously, I'm not tuning in right now, but I will be tuning on after the show. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's do it.
This is the Illumination Station, area code 256. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Have you called in before?
It's been about 6 months since I called.
November 5th, 1970?
Yep.
Hey. Got the right one. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, my question was transition in my career. I just, my soul is not happy where I am right now. I'm grateful. I'm not pessimistic. I just know it's time for change.
Where do you live now, Kimberly?
I'm in Tucker, Georgia.
Okay. I knew it was different. Okay.
Oh, you for sure. I mean, your chart shows that you're restless in the situation and you need something more stimulating than what you're doing at this point in time. You need something to spark your interest in. You need something to learn and grow from at this point in time. What are you thinking about doing?
That's the issue. I mean, there's some creative things that I thought about, but I don't know yet.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. What I am going to say about this was Saturn going through your sixth house of your day-to-day work, and that's in Sagittarius, by the way, and all this Aquarian energy going through your ninth house of education, okay, is that you don't have enough information to make the right choice yet, is what I'm going to say, okay? I think this Mercury retrograde is going to work really well for you to give you the answers that you're looking for.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I totally agree. And I also want to tell you that some good things are going on behind the scenes. You being stuck, now you're forced to really look at your issues in a more succinct way. And it's interesting to me because Saturn is forming some nice trines to your ancient part of fortune, your 10th house of career. And Aries is the I am presence. And that's where your part of fortune is located in the ancient chart system. And you, it really has to vibrate to your frequency for you to make a change knowing you cannot lose. And that courage is what you need to make the transition. The other thing that's going on is that you are in a Uranus opposition. And Mars is in the mix, which just means that you don't want a lot of drama, but you definitely want something that's much more stimulating on the soul and intellectual levels. Because that's how you roll, girl. Okay?
Okay.
Now, during the Mercury retrograde, you might go back and look at things you considered before, but instead of accepting what you may just be able to move into, to see how you could tweak it. Because as Jacqueline pointed out earlier in the show, and that Mercury is retrograde, a lot of times say, well, this is okay, but it would be so much better if. And that's the key to perfecting your change. Now, Mercury is retrograde until February 11th, so I wouldn't even be really considering making a bona fide change. This is the time to do the research.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this, okay, because of all your Scorpion energy, I have to tell you, and right now with Mars and Neptune being in Pisces, also Chiron, you know, you've got this strong intuitive influence. Remember that the Scorpion energy is a fixed personality. So it has a highly intuitive ability. So you're feeling the changes way ahead of time before they're going to actually occur.
Yes.
And so sometimes that can get very frustrating for you. Okay. Don't let it frustrate you. Know that you're spot on because you're feeling it. It may feel a little uncomfortable at times, but know that the reason why it's there is it's because you want to charge forward and get through this because you can feel it's happening. But you're a fixed personality. You gotta let it occur on its own time and really wait for it to make the right shift. I know it's uncomfortable when it does make the shift, but just know that it's right. Okay.
Okay.
One more word of caution I'm going to give you. You have a mentor in your past, or somebody respected, maybe one of your parents. They saw you doing things a certain way, and part of that's still standing in your way, and this Mercury retrograde is going to help you sort that out so you can go within yourself and find your true I am presence, your true sense of where you need to be in the world. Maybe they want you to be more secure. But right now, everything in your chart indicates to me you're ready to take a little risk to get where you want to go. Okay?
Okay.
So listen to yourself, but also listen to your old messages in your head, the guidance of other people from the past, because we all grow and change. And we get to a certain point that change is an imperative, and that's where you are.
Okay.
But
okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kim. Call it.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, okay? Okay, girl.
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Good night.
God bless you, too.
Amazing how much Scorpio in that chart. Whew.
Ooh, yeah, that's a little intense.
But again, at least she has that inner conglomeration of energy in that space. So she, like, as you pointed out, she can use her own psychic intuitive ability to help the guide her.
Oh, yeah.
And realize that may be presented to her need some of her research and perfecting intelligence.
Absolutely. This is a curious little soul, and you know, it makes it to where she could really right now utilize the time so well in learning a lot about what direction she's going to go. So,
exactly.
I think she's going to.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
This is the Illumination Station, area code 828. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Danielle.
Danielle, how are you?
How are you guys? I'm good.
Or we're
hanging
doing
great. In there, I guess.
So what's the scoop? What's happening?
What can you guys help me with? What do I need to know? Spiritual guidance? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you?
There is nothing wrong with you.
There you go.
You are your perfect self. Remember that, okay? Sounds like you've been watching too many crazy things on TV or internet. Okay. All right. Wow, this chart looks great today. Wow. Nice things going on in your chart today, Danielle.
Except for that moon in Capricorn.
Well, the moon in Capricorn is only there for 2.5 days. You can deal with that, but it's not really forming any real negative angles towards you right now. It's opposing your Venus and your Mercury, but it's just giving you choices. Because oppositions in themselves are not the challenge. They're the choice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right now you've got some beautiful things going on. You got Venus and trine to your Gemini sun, okay? Mercury was heading there, but now it's going to retrograde. So you're going to have love and what you think about love a little bit separating right now. But I love what Mars and Neptune are doing, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let Jacqueline run with that ball.
Oh, you're good, you know? And that's where I was going to go anyhow, so it's all good. Okay, because that is such a good thing. You know, emotionally you have a shift at this point in time coming, especially, you know, coming from within your home, you know, where you live, which is good. I don't know what you're doing as far as moving things around or changing things around in your house at this point in time, but I do, there's a trine between Neptune, Mars, and your moon in Scorpio that goes from your fourth house your eighth house. And what this is that emotionally you really have a capability of shifting things around by shifting things around in your house, okay? It's a great little trick to use on this particular thing. I strongly suggest at this point in time as well music, okay, for you, because I think that you're really going to change your attitude with the Mercury retrograde in the thought process by having music, more music around you. I think it's really going to work well for you, or at least I caution you to what you're listening to, because I wouldn't want you to be listening to a lot of derogatory things during this period of time, because it can overwhelm you. But by listening to music, it brings you right back. Okay?
Okay.
So I do strongly suggest that. But you're going through a wonderful transformation and change as far as your emotions are concerned. And things are lifting and going in a better direction for you now than I've seen before. So, hey, you're almost there.
Is that why I'm feeling so crappy, is because of my deep emotions?
Yeah, they're coming out. And if you take and you work it out by rearranging things in your house and, you know, having some inspiring music around, it's a lighter and easier way to work that out than to delve into it, to stop and examine it and work with it in a harder form. That's a come to me trip.
Yeah, I've been listening to those soundscapes. Those, it's just like flutes and like those kind of things, like violin and all that, piano.
Do you play any musical instrument, Danielle?
No, but Eric does. He can play the violin.
Okay. So you're in a Mars square right now, and I think that that's part of the reason that you say you're feeling crappy. But it's not going to last for very long. It's exact today and tomorrow and the next day, and then it kind of moves a little bit away. So that Mars-Neptune energy is squaring your Mars in Gemini. And you're feeling crappy because you may be absorbing psychically some of the negativity that's around you. So be, as Jack was talking about music, but she was also talking about just listening to people, and whether it's the news, whether you're listening to something that that saw audio on the internet. Be selective about what you're putting into your ears right now. I totally agree. Jacqueline, that was a great call on her part, as usual. And so this is so important for you. Look at what you're letting in. Look at what you need to shield yourself from. And try to find that little sanctuary, that little flower garden in your world, like she said, to remake your outer temple. Because when you rework your outer temple, you rework your inner temple. It was very sharp of her to know that. And, so, and again, this could be so good for you. This could be a transition change where when you get to the end of the road by the end of the Mercury retrograde, which is just February 11th, you could feel very new. Very new and now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll say this about it too, Danielle, is that we've had this heaviness in Capricorn. And the sun is at 28 degrees now, and it's going to, again, this new moon as well as the sun are going to be transferring from the Capricorn energy into Aquarian energy in your sixth house, okay?
Yay!
Of your major house. So this heaviness on your bones and on your body, it's like, it's funny because with the Capricorn moon, I was talking to someone about it. I said, it feels like you got a backpack on your shoulders. And, you know, what this is going to do is take the backpack off of it for you, you know. So you'll feel some relief, especially in your physical body, because of this shift on the moon as well.
Right. Because it's hard for me to even function and like make my food and clean up my mess and drive and keep up on my exercises and sleeping and every aspect of my life.
That's what I'm telling you is that it's going to get easier here real soon. Okay, so, and the universe is going to make it easier on you. When it shifts into the Aquarian energy, it's going to be easier to work with for you. You've had some tough time, and it's going to empower you. So really, this new moon is quite impacting as far as that heaviness and that tiredness and that weakness. I think you're going to feel a lot more energized.
Okay, hopefully, because I need to, when is it going to look like I'm going to be able to do yoga? Because I don't have any flexibility. I feel like the Tin Man with no oil. I'm all rigid and, like, stuck, and I can't move like I need to.
I want to recommend that if you can't do the yoga, do the yogic breathing. Do the yogic breathing exercises, even if you can't physically do it. Get yourself in as comfortable a position as you can find and do the yogic breathing. And if you could do it to music that really complements it, and all the stuff you're telling me you're listening to is awesome, do that. Okay. Because when you breathe oxygen into the body, you make it flow. It's prana, okay? It's natural food of being incarnated here. So work with the breathing, and don't feel sad you can't do the body yet. Know when you breathe deeply and you oxygenate yourself, that you're helping your body heal, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
We love you very much, and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
Bye. That's probably the least square as I've seen her chart in months.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, she's getting some freeing here, so she's right at the edge.
Exactly. Well, the next person I think is somebody that we know and love. Are you ready?
All right. Yes.
Good evening. It's the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
I am. I'm always floating up on the air. Good afternoon. I'm Fred and Jackie. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm getting along. Getting some things are good, and hopefully more will be better very soon. Still kind of slow. What can I expect this week to go like? I'm halfway there as far as billing what I have to bill, and I've got all day tomorrow to do that. And I already finished the most difficult part of it. What's coming up now?
Good. You should be finished with that. You definitely should be finished with that. So I would focus on that energy for one and have that, and get that to where Tuesday you can mail it out.
And?
Well, what you have right now is a rebalancing. And, I look at this and I think it's a good thing, okay, because what you're going through is a Mars opposition, okay? So it's rebalancing everything, going over everything. We were talking about how this Mercury retrograde is going to make you go back. I think a lot of this is going to have to deal with you going back and dealing with old things from the past. Revisiting things that I think are going to happen here for you. I think it's good. I think you'll have more energy because of it, be able to, because your energy has been so low that it'll rebalance it, where you'll be able to really work and have more time, like you're actually working instead of wandering around. You understand it that way?
I'm definitely trying to. Do you see that this rebalancing will achieve the objective by this, the end of this month or later?
The new moon cycle usually opens up new doors and windows that you can't envision. They just come upon you. And the new moon, of course, is on the 20th. This week. And you have some beautiful trines and blessing lines going to your Neptune and your North Node. And that just means that, again, you've been constantly seeking for this peace, looking for this peace. And you're bright enough and spiritual enough, you're going to start to bridge the gap. See, the real world sometimes is difficult. And that's why we can't afford to lose our vision in times of trouble. We have to embrace our vision in times of trouble. And that's
like
exactly
Dr. King
what
said,
doing. Yep.
Dr. King said, keep your eyes on the prize, but it's difficult to keep them on the prize. Do you see that it's going to let, the pressure will be letting off very soon? Or do I have to stay strong for much longer?
I want to say it's about 2 weeks after this new moon. This
Three
new
weeks
moon
or two
is going
weeks?
To deliver 2 weeks. I think the moon is and the sun together are going to liberate you to a certain degree, but as they move forward, they're going to be squaring your Scorpio sun, your Scorpio Mercury, okay? So it has to do with seeing things in a different perspective for you. I think the hard work is already done, as Jacqueline spoke about. But now it's a matter of like reprogramming yourself to be more positive on a daily basis. Just because you can't see the solution doesn't mean the solution is not on the way. We know this, right?
We've been trying to program ourselves that way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, I do think that this is, it's a matter of stages. You asked when. It's a matter of stages. And this is a process. This is not, and here again, you keep looking at the process and not, seeing the whole picture, and you want to see the whole picture. You want to see everything in front of you so that you know your path of what it is, okay? Your path is unfolding as you walk along this, okay? And here again, you're going to have one of those other ones like Aphrodite was talking about, to where another door is going to open for you, okay, which is great, and that's right around the corner again. With all of this Aquarian energy that's going to be coming at you with the new moon and everything else, the shift after that is really going to be the beneficial for you. But you have other shifts that are going to come along, like when Mars passes over your part of fortune and things like this that are going to help assist in easing the process. So it's not that everything is going to get easy all of a sudden. It's a matter of it's going to get easier in time. So, again, I have to go back to with you, it's a matter of looking at, okay, what do I have to do now? These are the most important things I have to do now. The rest is letting it fall and unfold the way it is. knowing that you're taken care of, because you are. You're being taken care of during this period of time.
Thank you. Anything else that I should know?
Laugh much.
I'm having a problem.
Smile more. Get into a good attitude. Don't let the challenge you face take over your whole life. Okay?
It's just making me very lethargic. Not sleeping at night, and of course, feeling very energized at night, and then in the morning, I'm spent. I have no energy.
See, I'm a night owl. That's my normal cycle. I'm a night owl, not an early bird, so I'd rather like stay up late when no one's going to be calling me, and sleep in a little bit in the morning so my day is fresh. So make an adjustment. It's all right. Okay.
All right. All right and okay, and I thank you, and I want to keep listening. God bless you both, and stay warm.
All right, you too,
good
babe.
Luck.
All right.
Good
luck. All right, bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She is so sweet.
She is.
You have to love the intensity of that Scorpio sun. Oof, oof.
Oh, I know. These poor things.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, area code 954. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jay. How are
you? Hey,
y'all?
Jay, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good news.
You know, yeah, just calling to see what I can expect with the new moon on January, I think the 30th, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm trying to find you. I got three J's on here. Hold on a minute.
I am March 30th.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. Right.
And where do you live now?
Miami, Florida.
Miami. Miami, baby. So you got nice weather. I'm jealous.
You know, it's actually too cold for me right now because the temperature, it dropped a little bit. So we're in that 70-60 frame, and that's too cold for me, actually.
Well, I don't want to say you're a wimp, but I think you're a wimp.
I am. I completely acknowledge it. I am. I own it.
That's us Floridians. We love it. Yeah, when you have to put on a sweater, it's too cold. It really is.
Yeah, it's cold.
And this whole week's going to be in the mid-70s, so this is going to be our winter.
Yeah. Can you believe
it? Went down to 34 tonight. I have on coats, hats, gloves, scarves. But I love it here in the mountains, so I'm not complaining. I'm just asserting my energy. All right. You want to know about the new moon? You want to know about the Mercury retrograde? What do you want to know?
Uh-oh. Don't do it to me. Well, shouldn't it be a good thing? Because I was born with the Mercury retrograde. Shouldn't that be a good thing?
For you, it would be. I am going to say that.
I agree.
It would be. Thank you. And this one especially, and that's where I was going is that it really gives you an empowerment to really change things around and shift things around, because you also are just out of your Saturn return, okay?
Right.
So you've gone through this major struggle and this major shift, okay? And now you've got this empowerment to really take charge and look at the future and really see where it's going and make some changes in your life that I think are good. I would make the changes under the Mercury retrograde. But I think that there's a lot of information you're going to receive, not only with the Mercury retrograde, but the new moon itself and the sun going into Aquarius. They are going to pass over your Jupiter, which is going to bring some great benefits to you. And Mercury's backing up over your Jupiter. So you've got all this stuff that's shifting right now. So I understand you know, if it's a little weird right now for you. But on the other hand, all these shifts are going to be definitely to your benefit. Keep that wonderful Aries energy that you are and stay in the moment and stay in the present and look for the gifts being given is what I'm going to say. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, you went through your Saturn return, but I want to warn you, it's going to kind of come back and be within 1 degree of your natal Saturn again in August of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that is that you're going to have an opportunity at that point to reevaluate how you want to call yourself out. Who are you really? Okay? Well, as the Sag right now, this is a time to be very spiritual, very philosophical, reach out to everyone. I mean, it's not trining your sun yet, but you're feeling it probably already to a great degree, which is awesome. And you've got some beautiful trines and blessing lines going on with Mars and Neptune right now to your natal Pluto and Vertex. So this is a time that you can afford to be confident, funny, entertaining. The one thing I want to caution you about is if somebody promises you something that sounds like it's too good to be true, it probably is. In this retrograde, because Mercury's going to be retrograding in Aquarius and it's going to re-square your Mars in Taurus. So because of that, make sure you work out the details before you put your signature on the paper, okay?
I got that. I get that loud and clear. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Are you in love right now?
I am in a relationship, and yes, I am in a relationship. You know, I just recently learned about the other aspect to astrology, which is the progressive part, and so I've been Googling progressions and things like that. And
oh, I
noticed
work with
that Gemini.
A lot. Yeah.
I noticed that Gemini, Taurus. I think. What am I saying? Mars and Gemini. And so you know, I have issues with that, but I feel like you got something.
Well, you know, you just found out about it, but it's been there for a couple of years, okay? So don't freak out. But the beautiful thing about your progress chart, okay, is that your progressed moon is in Leo right now. And the moon progresses quicker than any other celestial body, a degree a month. So 6 months from now, it's going to go into Virgo.
Wow.
And what it does, you're going to be fine-tuning a lot of things. You are really going to be able to get all the details, research things. Your curiosity is going to be abundant, okay? This is going to be a very interesting growth year for you. I can tell you that on the basis of the progress I'm looking at here. And
Wow.
Our progressed Taurus sun. And the nice thing about the sun being in Taurus is its love of being here on Earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's that Earth energy.
Yeah.
And really embracing that, and even the things you don't understand, you're going to have all these questions. It's going to be a wonderful growth period for you.
I feel it. I feel it. That's, yeah, that's good. Thank you.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
I'm so glad you were on tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome, and keep us posted.
I sure will. Thank you.
God bless. The one thing I love about astrology, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Jacqueline, is you can always learn new things.
Oh, yeah.
To add to your repertoire, you
never,
know.
Oh, yeah.
There's so
it's a never-ending spiral. Yeah.
I love it. And being a perpetual student type, I just adore it.
It is. It's great. And to watch, you know, to really see how things move and shift in the patterning of things and you know, all of a sudden something else is spotted out, you know, you're like, oh, this is really interesting, too. I mean, there's so many different ways of looking at a chart and seeing all different types of aspects, and progressed is one of them, you know, that I think is always interesting because it's the progressed chart is something that, you know, is how we progress, whether, you know, it's more of that destined kind of progression than our free will side. so we can see what our inclinations are evolving to with a progress chart and kind of go, okay, well, that's how I'm going to feel about that, so I should look into that, you know, kind of
exactly
thing.
What I tell my clients is that when you go to a numerologist, they give you new numbers every year, and the progress chart gives us as astrologers that same insight to understand how this year, and that was, you know, you're a specialist in the soul returns as well, Jacqueline, it gives them that excitement about the new year after their birthday, about how their spirit is progressing. This is all great information because people sometimes get stuck thinking that things can't change when things are always changing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We live in a world that is constantly in motion, and there's no stopping it. We live in a universe that is constantly in motion, and there is no stopping it.
It's funny because I'm sitting here at my desk in a stationary place, and I know right now I am revolving, I'm spinning. It's all true. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, area code 207. You're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Tom. How are you?
Oh, we're
Hi,
doing great. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. I am. I have a question for you, though. You were speaking about retrogrades this morning at the earlier part of your show, and it just so happens I pulled up my natal chart this morning, and I noticed next to Uranus and Pluto, there are little R's. Does that mean they were in retrograde when I was born?
Yes.
That is correct.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what does that exactly mean for me?
Well, both of those are ponderous planets, okay? So when you have Uranus retrograde, and that's in opposition to your natal sun. Happy birthday, by the way, coming up.
Thank you.
But what it is, you know, it's you have these interesting inspirations that rebalance your life because of that, okay? And it means that there's certain things from the past, if you believe in, you know, past lives, it means that you come in with certain things from the past that have been brought with you to clear up or clean up, okay? What do you think about it, Aphrodite?
You live in Maine now, don't you, Tom?
Now I do, yes.
And what city in Maine?
Houlton. Houlton.
Okay.
Are you going to be there for your birthday?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't put that negative energy
okay.
out to the universe.
Well, you know, that's my third question. It's about my nodes, because it only shows true node on here, and I know nothing about my south or north node, but I don't believe I'm supposed to be in Maine. Although I was placed here for a reason, and I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're going to... He's still in the urge of a soul return. You just want to get away. I mean, your Sun, your Venus, Mars, and Neptune are all in your third house and your soul return of short-distance travel, and then you've got your part of fortune in Jupiter in your ninth house of long-distance travel. You just want to get away. You just want to run.
I want to escape.
Yeah, I can see
that. I don't think there's any escape in this state.
Well, I wouldn't say that, okay? But I will say this, okay, because things are shifting for you. I will say this. This is a time for you to really look at where you're going and what you're doing. Okay, what direction do you want your life to go, and steer your ship in that direction? You've got your Pluto going through your second house of personal values and beliefs on your solar return, which means your whole soul and everything else is shifting this year. Okay,
good.
So you're looking at things completely differently than what you are. You have a Taurus moon this year, okay, that gives you the grounding. But Aquarian energy, and even though they square each other, I like the Taurus Aquarian energy mixing together because it gets the job done. Okay.
It does.
And, I like that Taurus moon to empower you to really, you can actually dig your heels in and go, okay, I'm going to go in this direction, and that's all there is to it. And it really brings a great force for you this year. So you have a lot of power this year to make some strong transformations and changes in your life.
Good. Good. That's just the way I am. I think it is the Taurus in me that says, well, we have six things to do, and it's the hardest thing first, and then we'll knock out the other nine because they're easier.
Just natally, your Aquarius son likes doing things that way.
Yes, yes.
And
but,
you have a 25 degree Mercury in Capricorn, so let's fix it and let's do the hardest first. So yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Good deal. And now, what is with my true node here?
You just went to your nodal return about 2 months ago, and it's interesting because when that happens. And I say this gently, you need to have an attitude of gratitude for what you've been able to manifest where you are. Even though you feel the stirrings of discontent and you want to move forward, it's a time to be very thankful for those things you have enjoyed.
Oh, but I am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And out of this comes a sense of inner peace. It's going to help you to orchestrate the things that Jacqueline just spoke to you about, okay? You're being set up for a nice change here. Now, if it was anywhere in the world you could live, where would you want to live?
I have no idea. That's probably why I'm here.
You know,
you're in cold country, baby.
I'm going to say this. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Your whole soul revolves around purpose in life and having a purpose that you enjoy doing in life.
I want self-fulfillment of my own business, my own income.
Okay. Now, what type of business do you want to do?
Service.
Such as carpentry, auto mechanics?
Such as tow truck driving.
Oh, this is a perfect year to set yourself up for that.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
Tow truck.
Okay.
You could do this. You could so do this.
I'm going to.
That's how I look at this. Steer your ship in that direction. So, you know, have your stuff ready. Get everything together. And, you know, it will come. In a matter of... Besides the tow truck situation, the matter is where do you want to live? Where do you want to do that? Because you can have both. You can do your business and also.
Anywhere. I could take that anywhere.
Absolutely. That's my point. So it's a matter of where do you want to go?
I think we'll get the business set up first and see where we want to go.
That
I
would
have
be
family.
The way.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because I have
that
a family to
relocate.
Discuss this
I
with.
See, I see that. Yeah. I think you're definitely on the right track here.
Excuse me?
You're definitely on the right track here. You know, with Saturn moving into Sagittarius, you can make this happen. Because Saturn hasn't been in Sagittarius for 30 years. And it's saying, take your purpose and put it on the road. Get it where it needs to go.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. And it's also squaring your Pluto, your planet of empowerment. Retrograde, which means the reason you've been gotten stuck in Maine, if you'll excuse the expression, is because you had to develop it first. Hello?
Yes.
And that's what you need to be doing.
That could be. That could very well be.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
I'll speak to you again soon.
Please do. We always want to hear how you're doing. We're always happy to hear from you.
Same here. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Bless you both. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we've got just about 5 minutes left of the show. We probably should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Where they can find me at Spark of Divine every Friday in Vero Beach, Florida. Or and I am going to be starting February 13th in a beginning astrology class there, if anybody's interested.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Jacqueline. That's awesome.
It's going to be fun. I'm all excited about it. We've got several people who have already signed up for it, so it should be a fun class.
Beautiful.
And so I'll be doing that. And then every Saturday and Sunday, I'm at the B&A Flea Market in Stuart. Or if you're not in Florida, you can give me a call at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I can always be reached at 540-400-0110. I work at the Life Stream Center here, which is a beautiful body, mind, spirit organization. They offer all kinds of healing and a lot like Spark of Divine for you, Jacqueline. And I also work out of this place called Little Bit Hippie, where I do mini readings. And I love to do all the events in my area. I do different fairs. And I am coming down to Florida in April. I'm going to be able to see you, babe.
Yay!
Yay!
Come sleep on my couch.
It's wonderful. When I'm down in Florida, I reach this place called the Rainbow Bridge Bookstore. It's located off Forest Hill Boulevard. And is the most magnificent metaphysical bookstore I have ever seen. We're talking about angels taller than me. A Buddha that is sitting in his, lotus position. But if I sit down, he's bigger than me.
Wow.
Books, CDs, decks of cards. Tomas, who runs it, has been in metaphysics for almost 40 years, I think, maybe more. And he also teaches yoga, and he has classes there as well. Of course, I come down twice a year, and he sets me up and invites me in, and I see a lot of my local clients down there, which I'm always looking forward to. I get to see friends and family, because life has to be like a parade. You want to experience all the good things you can whenever you can.
Absolutely.
And we're so happy to do the show tonight, and we appreciate all of you listening and calling in. And if you need us before our next show, please give us a call. We're always available by phone. We do record our readings, and we're there for you. That's what we do here.
Absolutely.
We have to determine whether or not we're going to have a show on Super Bowl Sunday, which is, what, February 1st we saw?
I think it is. I think it's February 1st.
Should we go for it anyway? Because you know what? Some people may want to call in because everybody else in the family is in front of the set and they have a chance to talk without disturbance.
We could.
All right. We're
going to
plan on going for
that.
Yeah, we're going to plan on going for that.
Okay.
Well, we're here every Sunday from 6 to 7, and we're very glad to serve you. It's our honor, our privilege, our destiny to be there for you. Have a beautiful week, and we'll be here next week. Good night.
See you next week. Good night.